Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Captain Wendy Clark all the way from the U.S. How are you, Captain?
I am doing great, and it's so good to see your face and get to chat with you again.
Yeah, well, it's been 3 years since we chatted. Are you still with the same boat that you were then?
I am with the same company and the same boat. It's Sunburst Yacht Charters, although now we have two vessels. And there's a third one getting a retrofit in the yard as we speak. So by summer, we'll have three vessels under my tender loving care.
Wow. So bring us up to date. What have happened since July of
20? Yeah. Florida survived the pandemic as much as we can. We added an 88-foot Sunseeker, which I'm on right now. So when I was hired, we had an 83-foot Sunseeker called Vanguard. We now have an 88-footer. Her name is Splash. And so both of those run under UPV. So we have 12 passengers. High-end clientele. We are still the premier luxury yacht charter in the Tampa Bay area. And we will have a third smaller vessel coming online. And that will be able to hold more passengers. We are hoping to get it inspected by the Coast Guard and allowing us to have a little bit larger parties on board. So we won't be limited to 12.
What is the industry like in Tampa Bay?
Growing. It is growing. We are still kind of trailblazers in the area. Central Florida is unfortunately not known for its beautiful beaches and balmy weather, although we do have it. We have a lot of Silicon Valley expats, so to speak, moving into the area. So local income, average income is going up quite steadily. And we are now, supporting clients that want to spend a day on a luxury yacht with 11 of their friends. So the boats are coming in. We do a lot of bare boat charters in the area on the smaller vessels. We're still lacking a lot of the support that the areas that are known for yachting have. So getting a hold of vendors in Central Florida is still very hard, especially ones that are used to working on luxury yachts. And so that's really been the frustration, I think, here. But in general, we're doing cruises. We get to spend time on the water and two boats and soon three. So we're doing something okay.
So what's it like to find crew in Tampa?
You know what? We are still pretty fortunate out here. We are not a jumping off place for live aboard positions. So all of our crew out here are day workers and they live locally. So unless we've booked somebody for a 2 or 3 or 4 night excursion leaving from Tampa Bay, all of our crew goes home. A lot of them, because the bulk of our charter boats out here are under bare boat charters, there's a lot of day workers, a lot of people who work under just a day rate contract. So the bodies are here and they want to work, which is nice. And it's also a perk that you're not gone for a rotation or a year at a time. You still get to pop home at night, hang around your city and see your family and friends on a fairly regular basis if you want to.
Do you imagine, now that you are seeing this influx of ultra high net worth individuals, that you may see the industry take that shift from just day charters to longer excursions?
You know what? I hope so. The East Coast of Florida gets a lot of play just through Miami and Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach and all that. But there are beautiful destinations over here on the Gulf Coast that I believe are really underutilized. There's still little jewels and there's not a whole lot of big boat traffic. There's not a whole lot of tourist traffic just kind of in general. So you still get the feeling of like a private experience, even though we're stopping at marinas. They're much smaller marinas, so you don't like walk in and you have to, you know, get a bike to find the main office or anything like that. It's a couple of steps. You're at a cute little restaurant. You rent a golf cart. You can explore some of the islands. So it's still expanding and growing, but I think we're in a really good situation on the West Coast right now where people aren't really familiar with us. And so we get a chance to really show it off.
When you take a look at the demographic right now, especially within the U.S., the individuals that are looking to get out on yachts are actually looking for the kind of out-of-the-way place where they don't have to deal with masses of tourism. They are looking for something a little bit more undiscovered and to explore.
Definitely. We, just because of where we are, and we're still new, Central Florida is new to the yachting industry in general. This is not the place to, you know, come and see and be seen in like the Miami and Fort Lauderdale scene. Our location is great because we are right on Harbor Island. So if you do have a place where you want to like hang out and show off that you're on a yacht in front of people that are hanging out at a restaurant, we do have that experience. We have the opportunity to take you to places that you don't have to fight for anchorage space or elbow your way through the crowds once we get to a marina.
And what about the marinas right there in Tampa?
We definitely have our range. We've got everything from you can sit on this dock as a transient slip for the next 8 hours, all the way up to, you know, it's gated to get just to get to the slip that your boat is on. You know, everything from a small marina where they might have like one or two docks that hold an 80 to 100 foot vessel. Like, it's very limited. So you will be the biggest boat when you go to those smaller marinas. But then you get to explore an island via golf cart or foot or scooter and get to live a private island life instead of trying to hide your family's eyes from the boat next door.
If somebody decided they wanted to book a charter in that area and they were sort of an outdoor enthusiast, what are the types of activities that they could look at doing?
Oh, we have great kayaking and stand-up paddle boarding at any of the marinas that we can fit any of our boats in. The West Coast is a lot of mangroves and sandbars, and the intercoastal connects almost everything around here. So everything from sightseeing and manatees at a little slow pace to being out in the Gulf and feeling like you're making your way to a foreign port.
I've seen through my research over the past year or two that there has become a bit of an issue with the manatees in the area. What's going on there?
From what I can gather, just kind of locally, their food supply is running low. The seagrasses that normally grow around here are not growing as densely or as well. I have not looked at the research behind it, so I don't know if it's an environmental thing or a pollution thing or
a combination.
Or just human involvement. I know that locally we have a bunch of areas on charts that are like no anchoring because they're seagrass beds and they're either trying to regrow them or protect them. Unfortunately, not everybody pays attention when they take their rental boat out. So it's probably a combination of all three of those things. During the winter, they do deal with cold shock. So I know that they look like big blubbery things, but they actually don't have a thick layer of blubber on them like larger sea-going mammals do. So they actually do get quite cold once the water temperature starts to drop to around 65, 70 degrees. So that's when all the news channels, you see them all huddling in like freshwater streams and stuff like that, because that water stays warmer.
But what is the prime time as far as weather-wise in the area?
Right about now, like spring, fall and spring, late fall. I guess for you guys, it'd be kind of like late fall, like November-ish. And then March, April, the weather is gorgeous. The water is still a little cold for locals, but I think it's gorgeous. And we don't have the big thunderstorms that you have during the summer. So, you know, winter can, I know this sounds weird coming from Florida, but we can get a little cold down here. we do get some of those cold fronts from the, sorry, my meat just poked out here. We do get some of those cold fronts down from the rest of the country. And so we do get cold. The water temperature will get a little chilly during the winter, but we still have gorgeous days, even though it's a little bit on the chilly side. Sunny, blue skies, it's worth it. But if water is your goal, I would say kind of now would be a good time to charter. Spring break-ish, especially if you're coming from parts of the country where water temperature doesn't have to be 80 degrees for you to put yourself in it.
Listen, I have been at the very northern peak of British Columbia and did the New Year's Day swim where we had to break the ice to get in. So I can imagine it's pretty toasty this time of year. July and August, when we're talking about families with kids, that kind of thing, that's sort of the prime time. What is it like then?
Unfortunately, that is kind of where our hurricane season ramps up. So I can't make any guarantees during that time. Although the water temperature is nice and warm, and as long as we leave kind of earlier in the day, we can do a full charter with water time and all that and completely miss the afternoon thunderstorms by coming back to the dock. So if you come on board, we'll put out a big breakfast spread for you as we make our way out to our first swim. Enjoy it. It's already 80 degrees by 7 a.m. anyway, so it's not like you're going to be cold. And then we head back just after lunchtime, feed you again on your way back, and you've already had a full day. And by the time those thunderstorms roll in, we're already secured to the dock and you're probably on your way back to the hotel.
What if you wanted to do like a week's charter? Is there an itinerary where there is protected areas that you can stop for the night elsewhere?
Oh, definitely. We can do most of the West Coast from Tampa down to Captiva area, Sanibel Island, all of that. We can do all of that in protected water through the ICW. So that's a great 3 or 4 day itinerary where we do a couple hours of cruising during the day, tie up at a new marina, either explore an island or take some of the water toys out. We do have a tender for each boat. So just because the big boat's at the marina doesn't mean that you're stuck there. We can take 7 people out on the tender to local beaches or to explore some of the local wildlife.
What's it like being on a boat in a thunderstorm? I love thunderstorms. I just wonder what it would be like on the water.
For me, it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm from Southern California, so I don't do thunder and lightning very often or very well now that I live out here in Florida. But unfortunately, we have a lot of that during the summer. So I try very hard not to be the tallest thing in the middle of nowhere when those storms roll through. Do a lot of pull anchor and we might try and cruise around them, but I personally don't like it. Although I am not worried about safety of crew or passengers because I make sure that we are in a safe place, it definitely raises my blood pressure. I'm always watching it. Is it going to shift? Where's it going to go? How can I stay away from it? All of our upper helms are completely exposed. So I absolutely hate being up there when there's a thunderstorm. I come down here to the lower helm for as much protection as humanly possible.
That's what you get paid the big bucks for, Captain.
Something like that. Yeah. None of this captain goes down with their ship thing. Everybody survives and we come back to the dock as a big group.
Captain Wendy Clark, I want to say thank you ever so much. We'll, of course, provide all of the information below this interview when it airs. And if you're looking to book a day charter in uncharted territory or even an itinerary for a week, for sure, get a hold of her and set it up.
Definitely. Yeah, we look forward to hearing from y'all. Can't wait to meet you.
Thank you, Wendy. It's really been nice catching up with you again, and we shouldn't wait so long the next time.
I know, busy ladies, right?
You've been listening to Captain Wendy Clark from Sunburst Yacht Charters out of Tampa Bay, Florida. This has been another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.